Proclamation number 7093 of 15th of April, 1958. Many are called, few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. However, you should not take these words as if I only grant special graces to some, as if I arbitrarily choose my servants and co-workers on this earth. Rather, it is up to you to prepare yourselves in such a way that I can now choose you for an activity which requires certain prerequisites which not everyone can carry out if he does not shape his nature accordingly. And many could do it. Therefore many are called. But only a few do it. Only a few take the transformation of their nature so seriously that I can therefore also choose them to serve me. But again, this election on my part has to precede it. The human being cannot call himself, nor can he be called by a fellow human being to be a true servant of God. Which is why not all who pretend to be such on earth are to be regarded as my servants either. In order to enter my service, conditions have to be fulfilled first which allow the working of my spirit. And my spirit, in turn, can only become effective if the human being, through diligent soul work, prepares himself to become a vessel into which my spirit can now constantly flow. And this soul work consists of the transformation of his being. In the transformation of his selfish love into unselfish neighborly love. Because I can only work in a person through my spirit who lives a life of love and therefore can also understand the language of eternal love which now expresses itself through the spirit. It is certainly not possible to deny love to all people who pretend to be my servants. Who have made all earthly preparations in order to take up a profession which is officially regarded as pastoral cura. But these people first have to try to free themselves from acquired knowledge, they first have to establish such an intimate bond with me that this bond will also result in my election to serve me. And they must believe that I will give them an answer to every question they ask. They must therefore consciously listen for an answer and thus make it possible that I now teach them directly, in whatever form this may take. These bonds with me, however, are not established through formal prayers or through the performance of ceremonial acts. But they require a childlike devotion to the Father. Thus also a childlike faith which also grows out of the life of love. Only then will the calling also come from my side, for then he will be guided and instructed by my spirit, only then will the knowledge he received through study come alive in him, or else he will be regarded as completely ignorant by my spirit. By myself. Into knowledge which corresponds to the truth. And only then can he be a suitable servant for me on earth, a servant who stands up for me and my name before the world. And since you humans are all able to develop love within yourselves, you are therefore also all called. But I can only choose those who have made themselves suitable of their own free will. But no one may count himself as one of my servants to whom working of the Spirit is alien. Who does not believe that I reveal myself to people in the Word, who denies that I directly address my children on earth. Who therefore does not understand what gifts of the Spirit are either. Who doubts every working of the Spirit because his nature or attitude makes it impossible for my spirit to express itself in him. And this shortcoming can be observed in general, especially on the part of those who call themselves my representatives on earth or, direct activity of God through His Spirit is denied, and every chosen one is opposed and fought against. And this, too, is a sign of the end time, that only a few people are still of enlightened spirit, but that many claim to have been appointed by me for the office they administer on earth. Yet they can never speak to their fellow human beings in my stead because they do not give me the opportunity to express myself through them. Rather, they speak their own words, and this will remain without effect or only have a damaging effect. For where I cannot speak, my adversary speaks, even if he apparently uses divine words. All these servants are only servants of the world who sought and found honor, fame or an earthly secure existence, but to whom the kingdom of God has not yet come close. Who are no closer to their God and Creator than countless of their fellow human beings, otherwise they would strive for inner enlightenment with all their might and now also establish contact with me, which could then also be followed by the calling on my part. Precisely the outpouring of the Spirit is still an incomprehensible concept to people, and this is the sign that they have not yet awakened their spirit within themselves through love. But in order to be a suitable servant for me, this awakening of the Spirit must have proceeded, for only then can he receive the instructions from me, only then can and will he do the work for which I need him. Only then will he be chosen by me for a mission which is extremely urgent and which therefore also requires the right co-workers on earth in order to be carried out for the blessing of people who need help in spiritual adversity. Amen.